Love one another deeply from the heart.
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. 1 Peter 1:22.
I bless you to realize that in order to love one another deeply, you need a purified heart, a heart cleansed from rejection, released from abandonment, freed from condemnation. Understand that as long as your heart is occupied with rejection, you will have a tough time experiencing sincere love for others. Grasp that as long as your heart is diverted by abandonment, you will have a hard time enjoying unfeigned fellowship with others. Recognize that as long as your heart is controlled by the degrading effects of condemnation, you will have a difficult time loving others from the heart.
Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17.
I bless you to allow God to set you free from the power of past rejection. When you were not included in the group, when you had to carry all the blame, when you were pushed aside as not being important, only His truth can set you free. I bless you to permit God to release you from the power of past abandonment. When someone important in your life left, when nobody was there to comfort you, when you had to take care of yourself because there was nobody else, understand that it's not the circumstances that are causing the pain, but the conclusions, the interpretations, the beliefs you formed in your mind. I bless you to authorize God to free you from the power of past criticism and disapproval. When you could never please your dad, when you were never good enough for your mom, when you were never accepted for being you, He will bring healing to your heart by replacing your conclusions with His truth.
But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears.
I bless you